Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone. You're with Doctor. Who is the doctor? That's right, it's your one and only, Dr. Harris. We're here once again, back on ground zero once again, and moving and grooving and doing what we do. We do it good. And, you know, we just want to give shout outs to different people today who's in the movement, who's doing a lot of great work in the community. We just want to say we appreciate you. We give thumbs up to you. So that, you know, we can keep the fight alive, you know. There's a lot of us, you know, do a lot of heavy lifting each and every day. You know, just out here trying to make life better for our children. And it's not an easy thing right now, you know. It's not easy because, you know, our ancestors has fought this good fight. And, you know, they passed the baton to us, and we have to keep things going. And we know all of the systemic institutionalized racism that goes on here in America day in and day out. We know that, you know, there's different forms of protesting from hitting the streets, boycotting. You know, we have to understand that we have to hit people in their pocketbooks. And I believe once we do that, we can then get folks' attention, because we all know that America runs off money. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And so like I said, we're here back again. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Sean in Colorado. Harris Boy certified. We keeping it rock and rolling from Colorado to the West Coast, to the East Coast, to the Midwest. And hey, just shout out to everybody tonight that's, you know, trying to make life better. You know, we see that Donald Trump is getting ready to run for office again. I don't know what's all that about, because no black man could have done what this man has done and get away with it. I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, we're back again. We're on Blog Talk. Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show here once again. We're getting ready to go to court tomorrow. I'm not going to keep everybody up long tonight. But, you know, we just want to, you know, ask everyone to pray that we go tomorrow as a community. We go tomorrow with our ancestors. We go tomorrow to court with the mother, demanding justice that this Brian Bully Bohart, Rart, whatever his last name is, Bohart, credentials will be stripped from him. He had no business socking our 10-year-old, 11-year-old young man at Walters Elementary. You know, I told somebody, I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, I said, had this situation happened in Oakland, L.A., you know, black folks would have been out in numbers, you know. People ask me how come our black community here don't, when something happens, why don't they come out in numbers? And I really don't have an answer for you. and I'm not even going to try to answer it. But all I can say is that this is what we're doing, supporting the mother, supporting these babies, letting them know that there is someone here that do care for them, love them, and we're going to stand with them, you know. I mean, you can see the pictures yourselves, you know, on the rotating screen right there, how this principal hit this young man. And what people don't understand and what people don't know what took place was, I believe it was May 27th at Walters Elementary. This same bully man, you know what? Let me stop giving him credit, calling him a man, because he's really a wussy. He's really a pussycat. He's somebody who want to bully little children. There's no way in hell that he would have stopped a real black man like myself or the real revolutionary black man that's on the call right now would have socked us like that. But you take advantage of a little bitty baby who is artistic. And, you know, Brian, you have a certificate in working with artistic children. But I'm sure this is not the first time that you have hit a black kid or hit a kid. But what's interesting that people don't know, and this is why you have to do research, is to understand that I believe it was May 27th, if I'm right, don't quote me on that date, but I know it was May 27th, that he slammed our little baby to the ground and put his knee in his back for over 7 or 8 minutes. And the staff had filed a complaint. Staff filed a complaint on Bully Brian. That's what I'm gonna call him, Bully Brian. Bully Brian put his knee, we're talking about the principal of Walters at the time, in the back like he was George Floyd. Now, the only people who found this information out was the Fresno Bee, who did a public information request act and found out that this happened before the sock, which I believe happened June 7th. So I'm giving you a synopsis of what happened with the case, and I'm going to bring it all up. So I don't want to hold y'all long. I'm very to the point. And then when this incident happened with the sock, the school district did an investigation. So now they're pulling documents now. They're pulling documents. But Fresno B was the one who actually uncovered him putting his knee in our little baby back for several minutes, like George Floyd. We could have lost a little baby, 10-year-old at the time. And then with June 7th, I believe it's Nelson, or what, Bob Nelson, I guess the student's name. He said, we didn't know anything about Bully Brian putting his knee in the back of our 10-year-old. Now, do we understand the trauma that this little child has been in? Do we understand the nightmares that this little baby is having every night? Do we understand the post-traumatic stress that our little baby is going through right now? And what's crazy is that this man is getting paid $120-some thousand a year to sock our children. $120-some thousand a year. You hear me? I mean, this is unbelievable. Okay, so let's move forward. So now the downtown finds out that he done put his knee in his back and he done socked him. So now the Fresno Police Department is doing an investigation now, right? I'm told that the complaint that was filed against Bully Brian sat on the police desk for 2 months. 2 months. The chief of police said he didn't even know anything about it. You know, when it comes to black folks, everybody get amnesia all of a sudden, right? And then Bully Brian, he turns around and he finds out there's an investigation. He resigns from Fresno Unified. Now watch this. Now I'm showing y'all how this county, these politicians look at you, look at black folks as political guinea pigs, other than the ones that sold out. Okay. And he then turned around and resigns from Fresno Unified because he did not want this to be on his record, right? Right? Okay. So now he leaves Fresno Unified. So really, Fresno Unified didn't really fire him. He quit. 3 weeks later, he goes out here to Tranquility out here, some country school out by Mendota or somewhere out there. And he puts in an application at the district. Now, you would think that people would do a background check before you hire a teacher, a administrator, a gardener, a football coach. They would have to put down references where they worked at, right? Well, we already know, probably he just socked our kids. So how could Tranquility Unified hire this man off the street? I mean, so you're telling me we can just go down to, you know, anywhere in Fresno and just hire anybody? Right? Because that's basically what happened here. And they hired this Bully Brian and gave him a salary as a vice principal. As a vice principal, okay? Now, this done made national news now, right? This is all over the world now. CNN got a hold of this. New York Post got a hold of this. Everybody got a hold of this situation in Fresno, but many people in Fresno don't even know that it's happened, right? So then CNN on the other side of the world, I believe CNN is on the west, on the east coast, I believe. They called Tranquility Unified and said, what are y'all doing? I believe they're talking to the superintendent. You know, what do you mean, what are we doing? Is it, you just hired someone, just assaulted a 10-year-old at Fresno Unified. Now, this is the same county. This is not Sacramento County, L.A. County. It only probably take like 45 minutes to get from Fresno to Tranquility. It's the same county. And the superintendent said, well, we didn't know that he hit a African-American kid. Send me the video. They sent him the video. And I'm going to show you the video here in a second. And you come up with your own ideology of what it is. The superintendent said, oh, my goodness. We're going to put him on administrative leave. Now, you have to understand what administrative leave means. Administrative leave means that you get off with pay. So he's getting paid to assault a black child. Can you believe that? He's getting paid to assault a black child. Unbelievable. He didn't even have to put down references to where he used to work at. And he got hired. Now, we all know that anybody black just cannot walk into a school district and say, I want to be a teacher or administrator, and they don't check your background. What gets me is people wonder why black folk is so upset across the country. Because it's two different rules when it comes to black and brown. See, white folks can do whatever the hell they want to because their partner's going to take care of them, right? But let us try to do the same thing. Huh? Let me break it down for you. let me go to Clovis School District and be a vice principal or a principal and sock a white kid in Clovis Unified School District and see do I don't be walking out with handcuffs. Huh? Clovis Unified is a big school district. It was built by white folks. I know Buchanan, good friend of mine. They probably done passed away now. But let's just think that everyone on here that's black on the call tonight, we're in Clovis Unified, and we put our knee in the back of a white kid for 8 minutes. 2 weeks prior to me socking, or you all that's a black, sock a white kid and get the opportunity to resign and get the opportunity to go apply for another school district in the same county, get the opportunity to be put on administrative leave with pay. Supposed to be fine with that. So now the taxpayers are getting pimped. Huh? You heard what I said. They're getting pimped. We're getting pimped because of white privilege, institutionalized racism, and systemic racism. This is how the game is played. See, the problem is, this is all a game, family. This is all a game. And if you don't know how to play the game, you're going to lose. And if black people do not unite and come together, we're going to continue to lose. Because I'm telling you right now, they don't care nothing about none of us. They don't care nothing about your children. They don't care nothing about our culture. They don't care nothing about our history. And if we do not preserve who we are as a people, it was told once upon a time, and we're trying to get back there. It took a village to raise a child. Where is our village at? Our village has been destroyed, dismantled. We got to rebuild the village back and take care of our elders and take care of our children and take care of our women and take care of our community. Have you seen how the inner city black community look like versus the white community? Have you really seen it? It's ridiculous. I hope I get to testify against Bully Bryant, the principal. Because I'm going to let it all out like I'm preaching on Sunday morning. See, you don't put your paws on our children. You don't put your paws on our women. You don't put your paws on nobody in our community. See, the black man, you need to stand up. That's the problem. Listen, I'm not even going to go into what coronas is and all that. I'll leave that for another show. But I'm going to tell you like this. These brothers out here, you need to grow some testicles, okay? Because our black women, okay, our black women been holding it down for years and years. And I can tell you right now, I can call 20 black women right now and say, we need to do this, this, and that, and they will be there. But can we call 20 of our brothers and say, hey, man, we got the whole front line. You see what I'm saying? This is where we at. And I'm tired of buck dancing with people. I'm tired of seeing my children being destroyed, resources being raped from us while we see other communities just thrive. See, we got to start taking some self-accountability, family. We got to start, black man, you got to start standing up. You got to. I mean, hell, the Black Panther Party stood up. The women stood up. Why we can't stand up? I'm telling you, if this situation would have happened in Oakland or L.A., the masses of people would have been up. But we're here in Mississippi, Fresno. And the plantation is still intact. And Massa is still running it. So I'm not trying to call nobody out tonight. I'm here to just give you the facts of what happened to our little baby. Okay. And I'm sad because black people, I'm talking about the masses, not two or three, not just me, but the masses of black men didn't come out. I mean, if we cannot stand for our children, then man, what are we made out of? What are we made out of? If the black woman can't depend on us, then what? Why should she respect us? I tell you, man, it's funny to me because it's like, you know, I've been on this battlefield for 40 years, and it's still the same. You know, we'll go to church on Sunday, you know, because we're safe inside the four walls. But when we come outside the four walls, you know, we're like Wizard of Oz, Tin Man, Scarecrow, Scary Lion, huh? You know what just hit me? I think I got my brother Rashid on the line. Brother Rashid, you there?
How's it going?
You there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you some time to talk. I was just talking, man, and I'm not going to keep everybody long because I know we got to get ready get to court tomorrow. But, you know, I was thinking about King Kong, man, how I was watching King Kong the other day, and I was like, King Kong fought a lot of animals, you know, to protect that little white woman, right? And I'm sitting there talking, and I'm like, well, if King Kong could lay his life down for that little white woman, how come we as black men can't lay our life down for our black women and our children and our community? I'm not understanding it, brother. Maybe I got it all wrong tonight. But go ahead and talk to us, brother. We got folks on the live stream. And talk to us. What's on your heart? Tell us about what's going on with this case we've been dealing with. Brother Hashid been on ground zero, Brown Berets. His brother just always by my side. I just thank him all the time for being with me. But brother, talk to us. I don't want to keep everybody long tonight.
Well, I just think that could have been my son. You know, I actually had him registered in the district. And I got a transfer. Thankfully, the transfer got approved on time. Otherwise, he would have been at that Walters Elementary, same place where, you know, that poor child got attacked. So it hits home.
Yeah, it does hit home. I'm going to play the video for everyone because I don't want you to think that I'm making this all up. Channel 30 did a nice they was down at the jail, you know, talking about what's happening, play some clips that I spoke and the mother and what have you. And I just want to, you know, play the video so everyone can see what I see. And what's interesting is that this Bully Bryan principal had a certificate in working with autistic children, right? But it shows you again how dysfunctional the system is, how we allow him to slip through the cracks to go and apply for another job in another district to keep his money flow going. That's what all that was about, because he knew once they find out, they're going to put him on administrative leave. But you know, here in America, you're innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. But that depends on what color you is, because if you're black and brown, you're convicted in the media before you even get to court. So we understand what the game is. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to go ahead and play this clip here. And I'm going to pray tonight that our black men start stepping up, standing up in the masses of our community. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, y'all.
ABC Derby Action News, Live 11.
You
want to
know why the man pushed him? I can't tell him that because I don't know why the man pushed him. I just know that man don't need to deal with nobody else's kid.
A Fresno Unified student has nightmares about the violent encounter he had with the then principal of Walters Elementary last year. The boy's guardian says she's outraged and wants to make sure the man never hurts another child. A surveillance camera inside the school's cafeteria caught the shove on video. Action News reporter Nick Garcia is live at the Fresno County Superior Courthouse tonight.
You want to know why the man pushed him? I can't tell him that because I don't know why the man pushed him. I just know that man don't need to deal with nobody else's kid.
A Fresno Unified student has nightmares about the violent encounter he had with the then principal of Walters Elementary last year. The boy's guardian says she's outraged and wants to make sure the man never hurts another child. A surveillance camera inside the school's cafeteria caught the shove on video. Action News reporter Nick Garcia is live at the Fresno County Superior Courthouse tonight, where the former principal is expected to appear tomorrow.
Well, Brian Wolhart resigned from Fresno Unified shortly after the investigation began, but quickly found a job at Tranquility High School. That's concerning for Anne Frank, who's the guardian of the child you see getting shoved in that video. She feels he shouldn't be allowed to work with kids at all.
This video, taken from a security camera inside Wolhart's
watch how
elementary
he hit
school,
him and then walked
shows
toward
the moment Brian Wolhart aggressively shoves a then 10-year-old student with special needs to the ground. That happened in June. And now, Wolhart is the vice principal at Tranquility High School in Golden Plains Unified School District, though he was placed on administrative leave last month after the video came out. That's not enough for the victim's family and their supporters.
Across the nation, we're standing. Not just me. I have a strong following across the nation. And we're going to make sure that his teaching credentials get revoked.
After the incident, Fresno Unified says it notified the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing about Wolhart's behavior. But the CTC website still shows he has an active credential with no adverse reports.
I don't even know who gave him credentials, but I'd like to know who gave him credentials. But he don't need to work with nobody's kids.
Anne Frank is the victim's guardian. When she first saw the video, she was outraged. She says she's thankful she listened to her son when he told her Wolhart pushed him and that it was caught on camera.
We have to listen. We have to be the advocate for our children. When something's going wrong, we have to pay attention to these kids.
Monday evening, supporters held a protest in downtown Fresno calling for justice to be served.
Because we want to send a message to any other teacher. If you put your paws on our children unjustly, then you got to deal with us. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
And Wolhart was arraigned here last month, but he did not appear in court. Instead, he has had his attorney enter a not guilty plea for him. A pretrial hearing for that single misdemeanor child abuse and endangerment charge is scheduled for tomorrow. Live in downtown Fresno, I'm Nick Garcia.
All right. So what I'm going to do.
You
want to
know why the man pushed
him?
I can't tell him that.
I'm going to talk this because something that you all need to understand that I found out. Number one, Bully Brian there in the black shirt, Bully Brian right there, you better thank God anyway. Bully Brian, the principal in the black shirt right there, called the mother and told the mother to come pick up your son because your son has assaulted me. Now, I didn't see no assault unless I can't see straight. I didn't see the son assault him on any level, right? But I seen him sock and push our little baby. Now, when the mother, when Bully Brian called the mother went to pick up her son. there's Bully Brian again. Bully Brian. Look at Bully Brian. Look at Bully Brian. Look at Bully Brian. You see what I mean? Bully Brian. That's Bully Brian. Bully Brian. We're going to make some shirts that say Bully Brian. So let me finish it because I don't want to be on here long. All right. Now, so Bully Brian, we at the Justice Corner right there in West Fresno. They talking about downtown Fresno. That's West Fresno. We in our hood. We in our grounds. We letting our people know what's going on down in this Mississippi town, right? There's Bully Brian again. Bully Brian. All right, so now here it is, the superintendent. But see, what they're not telling y'all is that he had put his knee in the back of the young boy May 27th. He socked the boy on January 7th. So he was praying on our little baby. Our baby was trying to defend himself, against Bully Brian. All right, now moving forward. Bully Brian, that's the mother right there. That's the mother. She's going to be testifying tomorrow from what I'm hearing. She's going to be testifying tomorrow. All right. Okay, so Bully Brian now has been getting paid all this time since he's left Fresno Unified. He been getting banked. Getting paid, y'all, for hurting our little baby. All right. So I'm going to play this one more time in case those who just got on the line.
I don't know why the man pushed him. I just know that man don't need to deal with nobody's kids.
A Fresno Unified student has nightmares about the violent encounter he had with the then principal of Walters Elementary last year. The boy's guardian says she's outraged and wants to make sure the man never hurts another child. A surveillance camera inside the school's cafeteria caught the shove on video. Action News reporter Nick Garcia is live at the Fresno County Superior Courthouse tonight, where the former principal is expected to appear tomorrow. Nick?
Well, Brian Volhart resigned from Fresno Unified shortly after the investigation into this incident began, but quickly found a job at Tranquility High School. That's concerning for Anne Frank, who's the guardian of the child you see getting shoved in that video. She feels he shouldn't be allowed to work with kids at all. This video, taken from a security camera inside Walters Elementary School, shows the moment Brian Volhart aggressively shoves a then 10-year-old student with special needs to the ground. That happened in June, and now Volhart is the vice principal at Tranquility High School in Golden Plains Unified School District, though he was placed on administrative leave last month after the video came out. That's not enough, victims' family and their supporters.
Across the nation, we're standing. Not just me. I have a strong following across the nation. And we're going to make sure that his teaching credentials get revoked.
After the incident, Fresno Unified says it notified the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing about Volhart's behavior. But the CTC website still shows he has an active credential with no adverse reports.
I don't even know who gave him credentials, but I'd like to know who gave him credentials. Because he don't need to work with nobody's kids.
Anne Frank is the victim's guardian. When she first saw the video, she was outraged. She says she's thankful she listened to her son when he told her Volhart pushed him and that it was caught on camera.
We have to listen. We have to be the advocate for our children. When something's going wrong, we have to pay attention to these kids.
Monday evening, supporters held a protest in downtown Fresno calling for justice to be served.
Because we want to send a message to any other teacher that if you put your paws on our children unjustly, then you got to deal with us. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
And Volhart was arraigned here last month, but he did not appear in court. Instead, he has had his attorney enter a not guilty plea for him. A pretrial hearing for that single misdemeanor child.
All right, y'all. You with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're broadcasting here in West Fresno. Just real quick, I just want to make two more statements here about something that I just thought about. Number one, when the principal had called Bully Brian, the principal, had called the mother and said, pick up your son because he assaulted me. Once the son got in the car, he told my, mom, I didn't assault him. He hit me. He hit me. And that's when the mom requested the video. Now, the son said, mom, he forgot that there is surveillance cameras in the cafeteria. Our 10-year-old baby said that. Because if our baby didn't understand that there were surveillance cameras, the report that the principal wrote would have stood. But because our child, 10-year-old, had enough sense to say there's a camera up there, mama, he forgot. And that's how the mama pulled the video. So, you know, y'all, I know everybody ain't got coronas. You know, I get it. I understand it. You know, I understand that people are scared. They don't care. Or, you know, you're sold out. It's one of the three or all of the three or two out of the three or one, whatever. It's whatever, okay? But those of us who are freedom fighters, revolutionaries, we got to stand. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm just going to listen. I'm going to say this. Some people are working, right? I will grant that. Some people are working, okay? So we can't say all black people, okay? But there is some that can come, right? And if you can come, come. Pray, do something, right? Because we're under attack right now. We are under attack, okay? Our little bitty baby, listen, I'm not going to mix these two up, all right? But our little bitty baby got ran over in front of Hoover High School. And the lady that ran her over has not been arrested. Y'all hear me? Run the baby over in daylight. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm getting ready to shut this thing down because, Rashid, man, I just want to say thank you, brother, for Brown Berets. This without y'all, and you know, I'm not even going to try to do it without, you know, I shouldn't have to do it by myself, but you know, and I want to thank our sister from New York, you know, for her support. It's been great. You know, my cousin's support from Colorado, you know, it may be a few of us, right, but we're strong and we're mighty. You know, we're stronger together. And many hands make light weight, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Love our people, you know, respect folk, because we want to be respected. And so tomorrow, courthouse by the bus shelter downstairs, I believe it's Department 12, 8:30. We will be there strong. I will be escorting the mother down there. I'm sure all the media will be there. Bully Brian's supposed to be there, so he get his first chance to see who I am, because I'm the one been talking. I'm the one been blowing the horn, and you got to deal with all of us now tomorrow, face to face. And then, y'all, as I close, Bully Brian pleaded not guilty. He pleaded not guilty. Can you believe that? Not guilty, okay? And then show up to the two hearings, court cases. This is the third one, so he's supposed to be there tomorrow. But he pleaded not guilty. You see what I'm saying? This is look. Love y'all. All right, peace. Power to the people. We're there tomorrow at the courthouse. The ancestors will be there. The ancestors will be there. You guys can go to my Facebook, share the show, go to Google, type in Brian Volhart, Bully Brian. That's his new name I gave him tonight. But the ancestors has risen. The ancestors have spoken. And we're going to be there with our sister, with our mother, and that's and as Porky Pig say, bleep bleep. That's all, folks. Proud to the people.